Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, actor, director, comedian, my man Rob Schneider. How's it going, Rob?
Thank you, Mario. Good to see you, man. You look terrific. I got to get that blue background. Way better.
It's very blue. We're in here in the studio. If you ever have an opportunity when this craziness settles down, we'd love to have you come in studio. But it's
I'd love it.
It's like a club vibe in here, and we get the drinks
flowing.
You miss
being out though, because you get to go to every party. You're at the Oscars, the Emmys. You get to do everything.
Well, I'll tell you what, selfishly, I'm kind of excited I don't have to do those red carpets.
I know, because it's a pain in the ass, right? It's fun. It's fun like the first eight months.
The first one's fun. Like Golden Globes is fun. Nobody's lost. Everyone's in a good mood. Everyone comes kind of buzzed to the event.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And then once the template's set, you kind of see who's going to win the rest of the season. By the time they get to the Oscars, they're all, everybody's grumpy.
You're out of questions.
Right. You've seen them 10 times already. You know, you're run out of stuff to say.
All you're thinking about is how far away am I parked?
Yeah, exactly. When is it 5 o'clock and they go live?
But no, man, but you obviously still enjoy what you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it as long and as successful as you are. So good for you, brother.
Well, I appreciate it. No, I do, man. I'm a huge fan of entertainment. I really am. I love talking to people. I love talking to people like yourself. I love movies. Yeah. I love TV, music. I love stand-up comedy. And one of my favorite things to do, along with listening to live performances, is to go check out stand-up comedy. And obviously, we're not able to do that right now. But we are able to check out cool new specials on TV. And congrats on your new Netflix special. I love this title. Asian Mama, Mexican Kids.
I was trying to get half the planet.
Hey, you kind of did. You kind of nailed it right there.
I got Asia and I got Mexico. So
talk a little bit about that title. And for those not familiar, what can we expect?
Well, a lot of people, my name's Schneider, but my dad was Jewish. My mom's Filipino. You know, so it's just the Estacio family.
Yeah, Pinoy palate.
Yeah, brother. And the thing is that I have an Asian mother. I don't recommend it, Mario. But it's they're tough. But at the same time, they put a lot of pressure on you. They don't just want you to be successful. They expect it. They demand it.
Yeah.
And I used to get straight A's as a kid. Not all the time. I go, Mom, I got straight A's. She goes, so what? You're not an idiot. You're smart. You're supposed to get straight A's. You're smart. You're not an idiot. That's your job. What do you want? So what do you want? A cookie? You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I like that attitude.
You don't hear me complaining like, hey, I cooked and cleaned all day. I cooked and cleaned all day. What do I get?
Right.
But that kind of pushes you. I mean, I wouldn't say it's the happiest childhood, but and they just expect you to be successful. And then at the same time, like the work ethic from, you know, from Mexicans is unbelievable. I mean, I just like the sense of humor that my wife has, because she used to work on a comedy show in Mexico. She was the producer of it, you know, and she just gets every joke. So it's, every joke I have, she's added so many tags and so many things to my act. And
that's awesome.
And it's been fun. It's a family affair. And my daughter shows up at the end, Elle King. And I said, I don't know if we're ever going to get to do this again. So why don't you come out? It might be fun for you.
That's awesome. Two beautiful cultures. Great food on both sides.
Isn't it?
It's funny when you talk about the Mexican comedy, too, because Mexicans are so hardcore. They just go for the jugular.
No. They do.
They insult you, and it's coming from a place of love. And it's
something horrible happens in the world, especially in Mexico. 30 seconds later, the most incredible memes.
Right. Exactly.
No matter what happens.
No shame.
And there is no one is above getting ridiculed. And I love it. You know what they made fun of? When they make fun of people, you don't even know who they are, but you're laughing. That's a really good sign.
Yeah.
That there's funny behind it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing sacred to it. And it's very, you know, I would say the Mexican comedians like, you know, Polo Polo.
Uh-huh.
But like, I had never heard of this guy. And he's like the greatest joke teller I ever heard. My wife went to go see him. And my wife, she explained every joke to me. And he's the greatest. And he sold out like four nights at the Universal Amphitheater. It's like I never even heard of him.
Yeah.
You know, so there's like a tremendous respect and love for comedy. It's almost like, you know, how Mexicans love boxing.
Right. Exactly. I always make a parallel of the two because it often takes, I feel it takes the exact same traits. You're putting yourself out there. You're completely vulnerable. You're all by yourself. You know, there's no safety net and you got to be incredibly brave to do
it. It sucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Everybody sometimes you go down for the count.
You got nobody punching you in your liver.
No, exactly.
My wife has that expression, kicking the liver. How do you in Espanol? ¿Cómo se dice en Español?
Un gancho en el hígado. And that's
hígado.
That's the liver right there.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. It does sound good, right?
Yeah. My wife, there's a couple of things. I mean, I can eat the spiciest food imaginable now because of it. My wife has slowly built me up. I thought she was trying to kill me the first few years we were together.
Right.
But now I realize she's building up my thing. But the tongue sandwich, I can't do it.
You can't get down on the tongue. Yeah. Tacos de lengua. I love those tacos. Yeah.
Tacos de lengua. She loves that. She has to have that at least once a month.
You ever have the stomach lining?
That's menudo.
Yeah. You can have,
yeah.
Yeah, I've never done that. I just, you know, last night we were at, I was at a place and it had like, it was like a little package of like pork rinds,
right.
Fried pork.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and I said, you know what? She might like that. And I got it through her and I got the, this. And she said, I've never had that before in my life.
You know? Have you ever had in the Filipino side and your mom, have you ever had balut?
No, I haven't.
Are you familiar with what it is?
No, yeah. I mean, my mom used to love that because it would be a duck egg, but not quite hatched, but almost.
Ooh.
So it was almost like you would eat that. And my mom loved it. It was a thing like, it was like almost like you're eating, but also flossing.
Yes. No, right. I can eat anything, Rob. And I tried one. And when I bit it, this duck still had the little beak and it was like and I said, it just tripped me out.
Oh, no, you gotta take the beak off.
Oh no, the whole thing. It was like curled up like this. And I was like, oh no. That's next level. And I can eat anything.
Kids would come to eat at my house once. They wouldn't come back again. Because there was nothing embarrassing. Because my mom, she would like literally be, and it's not embarrassing. My mother would cook the fish with the head on it. Because the head is delicious, you know. She would literally suck the eyeballs out of the fish head.
Dang.
Like it was cooking. Yeah. It was like kind of crunchy.
Yeah.
Because you don't waste anything.
No, I love it.
And my friends would be absolutely disgusted by it. And like, you know, cooking shrimp with the heads on it and everything,
sure.
You know. And I remember one time, like my grandfather who lived in Santa Clara, he had, you know, orchards, you know, of different fruits and stuff. But he also had pigeons. So I thought we were getting pets. We brought home six pigeons and my mother it was dinner for her. And she was cutting the pigeons' heads off in the kitchen.
Oh, damn.
And literally I remember the hearts bouncing on the kitchen counter. And I remember the pigeon, literally she's cutting the head off a pigeon and the pigeon looked at me like, did you do something? I thought I was a pet too. Yeah.
That's amazing.
My brother and I were crying, running around the neighborhood. Does anybody want to adopt a four pigeon? Two pigeons, one pigeon left. And then it was horrible, but nobody, not even my father, wanted to eat it because we felt, because we saw that.
Yeah, yeah, no, it becomes real.
My mom's like, you're wasting food. You don't realize this is good food. This is good food.
She didn't even like spin their head, their necks around first to like.
She's not wasting time, Fraser.
She literally, like, instead of, you know, doing this, yeah. She just, you know, doing, I yeah.
No time for that.
No time for that.
But I mean, like, you know, my mom is a war survivor during the Japanese occupation of the Philippines. So, like, she knows what it's like to starve. I mean, she's 91 years old. Her stomach still has problems from, like, starving and not having any food.
Wow.
And her stories were phenomenal. I mean, see, the Japanese, when they came, they stole everything out of their house, furniture and everything. And they even took... I mean, they left like a mattress and that was it. And they took these like ceramic bowls out of there.
Yeah.
And that they had, you know, they didn't have indoor plumbing. They had these, my mother and her family had these ceramic bowls in each room, you know, what was used in there.
Uh-huh.
And so, and she went outside and she saw like the Japanese were cooking in it. And she said, good, let them eat. Let them eat out of my toilet. Good. And so, but those are the things, like, you know, whatever hard conditions that we're experiencing now or whatever we can experience in our life, I mean, that is just another level of
puts,
you know,
things
and her outlook on life.
Absolutely.
That's why, like, you know, she'd be like, you know, when I dropped out of college, you go, you want to go to school? You have a chance to go to school for free. Are you kidding? You know how I got to pay for school, grammar school? My sister and I found your tita Rose, and I found money that was the Japanese buried in a cave.
Oh my gosh.
And she also brought back these things. She thought they could be valuable. So she brought these things. She thought they were metal pineapples. And she thought this could be valuable.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And what they were hand grenades.
Oh, no.
And so it could have been over right then, you know? So it's just like, and as I get older, you realize like, this is like,
yeah.
She went through what anything we could go through isn't come close to like, what, you know, what that other jet, the greatest generation went through.
You're absolutely right. Well, I love your mom. I can't wait to watch the special. And I love that you're all about family. And you briefly mentioned one of your daughters, Elle King. She gets a lot of love here on our radio show.
Great.
She's been on
with us a couple times, as a matter of fact. And having, you know, three kids myself, too, when you get to see one of them achieve like a level of success like that so young, I got to imagine just you kind of swell with pride.
I do. And truthfully, like, she's been great because I miss too much of her childhood. That's why I got some young kids now. And I'm really trying to be there as much as I can, you know, with like my own attention deficit disorder, whatever the hell is wrong with me. But she's really welcomed me into her life. And I really did miss too much of her childhood because you don't realize, like, you know, you're trying to do your career and everything. And a kid's childhood just kind of zooms by.
Yeah,
so
it really does.
It's been really beautiful that she's, you know, so close to her sisters, her young sisters. And that she just moved to Santa Fe. If you go on her Instagram, you let her know, you know, everything about her life. And like,
sure.
She's got these beautiful little baby goats, and she's got like she's got a little farm out there.
Ah,
so she's done really well for herself, and her new album's great. So I hope you guys get a chance to listen to that. And I told her, I said, listen, I don't know if I'm ever going to get to do this again. Netflix has given me a special. You want to come out and do something? She said, yeah, sure, Dad. I'll give you one.
Yeah, I'll help you, Dad.
One's on the arm. One's on the arm right there.
She did a good one though. She said to me, it was the sweetest text ever, you know, because that's how we communicate every day, you know, these texts now. And she said, Dad, that was the last time I was ever on stage was with you. She said, if that's the last time I ever perform, at least it was with my dad.
Ah, that's great. You're gonna melt on right there.
Yeah, that melted me.
How old are the little ones?
I have a 3 and a 7-year-old. I have a 3-year-old because I'm an idiot, but but it's the best. I'm really enjoying this time more than anything. If anything, this has been like God's, you know, Leslie, hey, spend time with these beautiful kids right now. And
exactly.
I'm going to make sure you are not allowed to do anything except that. So it's been beautiful. I mean, I just remember, like, you know, listening to the music last night with my little 3-year-old, and she just holding on to me. And I went like, wow.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than this.
No, that's a priceless moment right there. And is this the kind of stuff you're talking about on your podcast, Rob? See What Happens is the name of it.
Yeah.
What are you covering there?
Everything else but what everybody's angry about. You know? I just trying to, like, I mean, it's just, I mean, the comedy special, we stayed completely away from politics because I was trying, you know, you try to make fun of stuff and people.
Sure.
And if you dare make fun of people these days or their political leanings or whatever, they destroy you. It's just like you are like out forever. And it's just, it's
which is unfortunate and shouldn't be the case.
Yeah, it shouldn't be, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
And they're not playing to lose. They're not playing. I mean, both sides are in this to win this, and it's ugly. And unfortunately, you know, it affects me and my comedy. So I totally stayed away from all that stuff and just talked about my life and then jokes and the things that have happened to me.
Sure.
Because people always, you know, I'll have dinner with people and I'll start telling them a story and they're laughing. Oh, you should talk about this. And I said, should I? And can I, you know? And so there's some incidents that happened to me with, like, you know, I have allergies. So I'm like, I'll constantly sneezing all the time. And so I, you know, if I didn't have a downstairs in my house, I'd be divorced for sure. You know? I go downstairs and I start sneezing. My wife's like, I can still hear you. And then, so then I, you know, my daughters are sneaking in. We got, you know, the 3-year-old, we got her a little bed now. She's out of the crib, which means she's sneaking into our bed every night, getting up and going. She knows exactly where we sleep. She takes everything she owns with her, a blanket, her pillow, or, you know, her dolly. And then, so, you know, so I can't sleep. There's no room. She's kicking and everything.
Right.
So I find another place to go sleep. So I went to another part of the house I'd never even been before. And
you and Mario are living parallel lives, yeah, by the way.
I'm one the same. I totally relate to everything.
Except Mario's fighting a bird.
We just got two birds, too.
You got a bird?
You got two birds.
That's fantastic.
Anyway, so, you know, I go to another part of the house. My wife's already asleep in there. So I sneak in. And I can't, you know, if I can't sleep with my wife, I talk about this in the stand-up show. I, you know, when I can't sleep, I get in bed with my wife and I'm not sleepy yet. You know, so I start, you know, grabbing,
sure,
you know, a little thing. And then I realized it felt different this time. Slightly, I don't know, softer or something. But I thought, well, maybe she took a hot bath. I don't know what's going on these days. And then I realized, you know, there's a chance this is not my wife.
Oh.
And then I realized, I ran back in the other room. My wife is in there and I'm going, honey, I think I may have unintentionally touched your mother.
Oh! Oh my God.
I told a story.
Oh my God. My mother-in-law lives with us too, and I just got a visual in my head. That was not good.
I had that same visual.
Oh no.
She was smiling all morning.
Hey, but, Rob.
That's amazing. Yeah,
but it's been fun, and I hope people get a chance to laugh really hard at the show. And you know, I was always hoping that I'd have a very captive audience. I didn't realize how captive they would be.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun. I think people really just want to laugh and be silly.
They
right
want to
now.
Escape.
It's very,
yeah, of course.
Silly, fun special.
Awesome.
How people can sit back and watch with their friends and laugh.
Well, last thing I just wanted to bring up, speaking of fun, we're all big Deuce Bigalow fans right here.
Oh, thank you.
And 2020 seemed like it'd be a great time to finish a trilogy. Any chance we could possibly see another installment?
I always say we would say no, but I'm not going to say no this time. I would think, like, I would love to have gotten it, to get one out there. I don't know. It's up to, I mean, Disney owns it. I don't know. Disney has bigger problems than worrying about what the Deuce Bigalow franchise is doing. But I think 35, you know, if I was in your shape, I might be easier to do. But, you know,
you look good, man.
Being naked at 35 is maybe is acceptable. At 55, it's gross. It changes your rating right away. This movie is not watchable for anybody under 80.
Wait another like 25 years and do Deuce Bigalow Deathbed.
Oh, God.
I know, you're right. Well, I'll take 25 years.
Rob, before I let you go, I'll put you on the spot with quick questions, quick answers, though, okay?
Sure.
Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Tiger King, for sure.
Okay. Celebrity crush growing up?
Oh my God. Celebrity crush growing up. Oh God. Cheryl Ladd for sure.
Okay. Dream podcast guest.
Elon Musk for sure.
All time favorite stand up.
Richard Pryor. Hands down.
And something you've learned about yourself in 2020.
I'm a horrible teacher.
You and I both. We have the exact same life.
It's
from the sleep to the birds to the we can't. Yeah, they change math.
Parallel lives.
Do you know they changed it with this Common Core? They can't. I was sucked at math as it is, and they changed it on me.
Yeah, this was tough, and I got to tell you, my patience. I hated school, and you know, to begin with, imagine trying to teach school.
Oh God,
you know you hate it.
Yeah.
You know? But then we got the birds because I said they're going to be locked in. Let's get some birds so they can play with. Because it's way easier than puppies. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, and then we had to get two because you can't just, and so anyway, they're biting the kids, they're flying everywhere. crap every 10 minutes. They crap every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes. Bird. They got a straight intestine. It goes straight down.
And they, there's a lamp that they like. That, you know, there's a little lamp overhanging the kitchen table. So they like, my wife goes nuts about that. Get them off the lamp now or they're going to be what your mother did to the pigeons.
That is fantastic. Well, listen, everyone, please be sure to check out Asian Mama Mexican Kids on Netflix. Rob, thank you so much for taking the time to check in. It was great catching up with you, man.
Great seeing you, Mario. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Hey, my best to the familia out there.
Okay, gracias por todo. Hasta luego.
Hey,
amigo.
Muy bien, amigo.
Ciao.
On with Mario Lopez.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.